Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back, Jack and Tom 1320 WILS. I'm Tom Crawford. You can Twitter us, Jack and Tom 1320. Also Facebook us, the Jack and Tom Show. Jack Ebling is en route to Northwestern. He's probably there by now at Ryan Field. We're going to talk to him later on. We have some callers. The phones have been lit up. We're going to go out to those in a second. I have to follow up with some great questions that Mike from Lansing brought up concerning basically the transition from Lloyd, and Bo was part of that element, and my thoughts on that. He asked me if he thought Lloyd was the cupboard bear, and did Lloyd leave because the cupboard was bare? That was part one of his question, of a 3 to 4 part question. And no, I don't think the cupboard was
bare. I don't think so.
There
either.
Was some big time turnover.
Dude, you had Ryan Hennie, Mallett.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had the quarterback of the future right there.
Right. And there was enough personnel. You had Brandon Graham coming back. There was enough personnel there.
And not to mention, it's not like Greg Matthews under the Lloyd Carr system was a slouch. He was a pretty good receiver under
Hennie
that
Hart,
system.
Manningham, knowing Manningham was going to leave.
There was some turnover. There's no doubt about
it. But they've had turnover for multiple decades. And you bring somebody out. The recruiting classes were still solid. Now, obviously, that's all hypothetical stuff when you go out to scout.net, rivals.com. Top, you know, there's still 8 to 13. There's enough personnel coming in. That was not an issue. He did not leave because of that. I'm telling you what, and Bo told Lloyd this many times. He often thought, although he went 19 years, whatever, you know, this is a very physically and mentally demanding job.
Oh, absolutely.
And he went 13 years, did a heck of a job.
For maybe the most demanding amount of, type of fans and alumni in all of college
football. Yeah, they're, you know,
very
they're, just,
close
they're
to
not.
It.
You know, they're not obnoxious, you know, but the you know, the demands are very high on Michigan. I think he just wore out. It had nothing to do. I don't think he left because of that reason. Do Michigan fans like Bo because why do they like Bo better than Lloyd? Because Lloyd won a national championship. I'm telling you why. Here's why they like Bo. Because Bo, you could always depend on defense to be played. When actually, this even started a little bit with Gary Moeller, that the defense started to slip a little bit, and then when Lloyd came in there, giving up big points.
Well,
I mean, you go back into 2000, they gave up 54 to Northwestern.
They ruined one of the – they wasted one of the best offenses ever in college football. That offense that had Drew Henson, Anthony Thomas, Marquise Walker, David Terrell, that was one of the best offenses in Big Ten history. And because they couldn't stop anybody, it ruined it. Now, they did have a good year with Jim Herman when they won the national title.
Right.
That was one of the best defenses I've ever seen.
Right.
But
right.
overall, you're right. The defense suffered.
And as it would Bo be a good coach right now, I think he – it would be – the problem is – What Bo would do would stick to his whole mantra is, we're going to win the Big Ten title. Mm-hmm. And so if we're going to win the Big Ten title, as Jerry Hanlon says, we'd be scheduling tougher teams in non-conference play, getting ready for conference play. If we go on 3, who cares? We're out to win Big Ten title and get to the Rose Bowl. So I think there'd be a tougher scheduling where Michigan would go on the road, play a Washington on the
they'd
West Coast. They'd
finish 9-3 or so every single year. You're
absolutely
right.
I think they prepare themselves. When you play some of the teams that they have been playing, like UMass, it doesn't do you any good. Out to the phones we go. We have Don from DeWitt.
Hey, good morning, Tom. First of all, here, props to Cody and his East Lansing Trojans.
Well, thank you.
Man, that high school football experience is a special time.
It sure is, and it went too quick. Everybody warns me, and all of a sudden, senior night last night, I go, where did it go?
Yeah, same thing for us. My boy was able to spend 4 years in Rob Zimmerman's program, and they learn a lot of life lessons that last far beyond football.
But, absolutely, but you got to be sky high over these Sparties and what's going on today. Are you excited today for new kickoff?
Absolutely. 7-0 for the first time since you and I were 11, and Dave wasn't even a twitch in his daddy's loins.
I wasn't even a thought.
No. Yeah, it's been an incredible run. You've just got to love what's going on with the program here, and people that have, you know, those of us that have followed through all these ups and downs through 40-plus years, a lot of those folks have been waiting for the same old Spartans, as they're called, to reappear. But this coaching staff and this group of players has no frame of reference for same old Spartans, and they're not responsible for the 40 years. And great things are happening here. And yeah, one last thing, Tom. There's no way. One of the questions I think the one caller had. there's no way Michigan could be as dominant now as back in the day. I mean, back then, before the scholarship limits,
right.
they'd have a 60-person recruiting class, and a kid that'd be starter that's a starter at Mac school now would never get above third on their depth chart.
Right.
And then the TV money has evened out things as far as, I mean, back then Michigan and Ohio State had way more money than everybody.
You got that right. Very good points. 30 to 32 scholarships per year when there was 130 limitation right when Bo hired on. It's much more of an even playing field. Parity sucks, Don. Thanks so much,
Tom,
for the call.
One last thing.
Yeah.
You know, for all your jaded Wolverine-ness, you are great about giving the Spartans credit.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. Jack and Tom, 1320 is the show. Up next, Dr. John Braccio. I need to get back on his couch. He's going to get me through these miserable times.
It'll be okay.
Okay. Stay with us.